This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Well, we've already seen some snow and cold this season, but climatological winter begins in earnest this week. Every winter in Chicago is its own unique adventure. Still, there are trends we can look at to see how our typical winters are evolving as the climate changes. Dr. Trent Ford is the Illinois State climatologist, and he's joining us for our weekly climate conversation. We're going to look back at over a century of Chicago winter data. Trent, welcome.
Hey, Melba. Always good to be here.
So let's start off first with how has winter in Chicago actually changed over the decades?
Yeah. So, you know, when folks ask about climate change in Illinois, kind of the summary is warmer and wetter, and winter has actually led that charge. So winter has gotten warmer in the city of Chicago since the turn of the 20th century and has also gotten wetter. But in fact, winter has actually gotten warmer and wetter at the fastest rate of all the seasons. So just to give you some numbers, the winter average temperature between December 1st and the end of February, that average temperature has increased by about 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit since the turn of the 20th century. And that compares to about 1.6 to 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit for the summer average temperature. So everything's getting warmer, but winter's getting warmer at a faster rate. And it's much of the same kind of story for precipitation as well.
And Trent, to be honest, fewer super cold days sounds really good to me. So are there any positive effects as we're seeing warming and wetter winters?
Yeah. You know, the thing is that I mentioned the 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit number. We're getting warmer by that rate, but we don't really experience winter, especially winter in like an average temperature. We experience it by the extremes, namely very cold temperatures, like you mentioned, and snowfall. What we've seen really, especially over the last 30 to 60 years, is a significant decrease in the frequency of those very, very cold, extreme cold temperatures. We're talking temperatures in the single digits to maybe negative degrees Fahrenheit. Give you an idea. So the last 30 years, we had an average of about 6 nights per year in the wintertime with a temperature below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. That compares to 11 nights per year between 1960 and 1990. So we're halving the number of nights below 0 degrees. Now, you mentioned the effects of that. And of course, you know, a lot of folks in Chicago say, oh, a warmer winter, that sounds fantastic. And indeed, when we think about a human health aspect of it, those fewer very, very cold nights that we're seeing means less exposure to very extreme temperatures, which, of course, can be deadly, especially for the housing insecure. And so that is one positive. However, it can also come with some negative impacts as well. One of those is that the wintertime temperatures, especially those extreme temperatures in the winter, are a primary determinant of kind of the geographic range of many plants and animals. And so as we warm our wintertime and especially reduce the number of those very, very cold nights we have, it expands the range of some non-native or invasive species of plants and animals here in Illinois, including some species we really don't want around very much.
So climate change gives and climate change takes, because we have less extreme weather that might harm people, but then we've got ticks that nobody wants.
That's right. Yeah. And as you alluded to, you know, one of those species that we don't really want around and we haven't had around really the last century, but we're seeing more and more on the Chicagoland area, is the Gulf Coast tick. And some research done here at the University of Illinois and by others shows that the increase in northern range of the Gulf Coast tick, which brings along a number of diseases that can affect humans, that northern range really varies as wintertime temperatures do. So as our winters continue to warm, as they're projected to here in Chicago, it's likely we'll see some more exposure to these plants and animals and the kinds of not so great things that they bring.
I've been speaking with Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. If you want to submit a topic suggestion for our weekly climate conversation, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.